right. Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Debbie Marcoux. I'm the Mortgage Mom. And we have been talking all morning. We have talked about the Federal Reserve prime rate that's supposed to be cut. We're supposed to hear that announcement on July the 31st. If you missed that portion of the show, go back, listen to the podcast. Really, really great information. I kind of broke it down for you guys. I do not anticipate seeing interest rates drop if they do make that announcement. As a matter of fact, I actually see interest rates nudging up a little bit. So definitely something for you guys to catch, to go back, to listen. So go to the podcast. Anywhere you can find podcasts, you can find the episode. It's mortgagemomradio.com. You can go to the website, listen to it there. iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, wherever you like to listen to your podcast, you guys can find me. It's always Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't forget the radio. So that is a big, big piece. Something that you guys, if you missed it this morning, go back and listen. If you've been thinking about refinancing, you're about ready to lock in your rate on your, you know, home purchase, definitely reach out to your loan officer or call me. Call me right now and let's get that going. Let's get you locked in. It's 844-935-3634. You could text me, text the word mom to 474747. We got a lot of text messages today that I didn't get to read on air and I didn't get to respond to. I do not leave the office until I answer your questions. So you will hear back from me today. Do not fret. Do not worry. If you don't hear from me, you might hear from my girl, Alex. She works for me. She's a loan officer, Alex Wilson. She's part of the team. You might hear from Rosie. She'll set you up with an appointment to talk with me maybe in the middle of the week if we just get to the end of the day and can't do one more phone call. There, you've got a lot of people on the team. Ed works with me. Ed Chafin, he's a loan officer. Larry Ehrlich. We've got lots of mortgage dads, lots of mortgage moms. We've got a nice big team. And if you have reached out today, you will definitely hear back. So please don't be worried. I do want to go to a couple of quick phone calls. We're going to do that next. Again, go back, listen to the podcast, anywhere you can find podcasts. Go to YouTube, watch our YouTube channel. All you home buyers, all of you looking to buy your first home, you don't even know where to get started. That's the best place to go. Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. But give us a call. It's 844-935-3634 or text us. Text the word mom to 474747.
We get your phone calls at 844-935-3634 pretty much all the time, but Saturdays from 7 to 8 is a good time to call the Mortgage Mom with all of your mortgage-related questions. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Anna. I'm calling from Fountain Valley. I was just calling because I've been enjoying your show, but I have a lot of pointers for people who want to buy homes.
Oh, well, let's do it. Give them to us. We always want everybody to call with some information.
In 1964, I bought my first home on the GI Bill. A year later, I got married. We tried to sell the house. It was going to cost money, so the agent said, why don't we rent it? And it's been rented ever since 1965. We were reassigned to Germany, so we decided, okay, let's keep the four-bedroom and rent it. Yeah, we picked up a condo from a friend who just wanted to sell his condo and moved to Nevada. And we, you know, it kind of fell into the rental business, and it's really been great. And then a year and a half ago, somebody we knew was losing their house in Laguna Woods, and he said, you know, I don't want to file bankruptcy. I don't want to have a stain on my record. Will you pay my back payments, and I'll sell you the house?
Yeah, so you've just kind of over time been able to pick up properties. And like I've said over and over again on this show, you know, real estate is for the long haul. You know, even if the property values go down, like your first, you know, home in, you said 1968?
1964, and I bought it for $10,000. Now it's worth almost $300,000.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, had you, you know, sold that house at that point because maybe you couldn't, property value just wasn't there, you wouldn't have that investment today. So, you know, that is something that I'm always telling people, is that it's really important to get into a home that you can afford, but then also hold on to that property.
And they're a legacy then for my sons. They will, and I own the house I live in. Everything's paid off. There are no more mortgages at all.
That is awesome.
Everything. But you know, there are a lot of things that I try to tell to some of my friends when they say that they're having a hard time financially, and I tell them, number one, they have to get organized.
Yes, absolutely.
And they say, well, you know, at the end of the week, you know, I've run through my paycheck. And I said, well, that's because you're not keeping a record. just get yourself a little notebook, and every time you go to the vending machine and buy a Coke or whatever, write it down. You're going to find out where your money's draining away.
That is sound advice.
It is very sound advice. Hey, I love it. We need to maybe start calling you the grandma mortgage
but
mom.
The other thing is, I have an absolute monthly budget for everything that needs to be paid. And then I have what I call my periodic one that's made up for a year in advance and shows each month the special things that come up. And I have both of my sons doing this. And at first, you know, they resisted a bit. But then they said, hey, Mom, this really works.
It does. Absolutely. If you know where every penny that you spend is going, it's amazing how much additional pennies that you'll have at the end. Hey, we really, really appreciate your call today. Really. We've got other calls that are coming in that we do need to take. But I love it. I love that you listen to the show. I'm honored. And I love the advice. So thank you so much for calling in and giving us your story.
Okay, Debbie, I just wanted to put my 2 cents worth
in today. Love it. I love your 2 cents. They were amazing. You are the grandma mortgage mom. I love it.
I at least got a nickel out of that 2 cents.
I did. Absolutely. That was fantastic.
Okay, and I'll be the grandma at 86, okay?
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay, Debbie.
All right. You have a great day.
Guys.
You too. All right. Well, that is going to wrap things up. That was such a great call. Really, really appreciate it. I can't believe how she talked about how she's gone through life and how the real estate has just worked for her. And that is something that I try to preach to you guys every episode, that it is so important to own real estate. It is so important to be a homeowner and then to start to build that real estate portfolio. So thank you. Thank you so much again for calling in. Really, really appreciate that. But this ends the show. If there was anything in the show you guys missed that you want to hear again, like I said before, go to the podcast. You guys can definitely listen to that. And if you guys want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. It's 844-935-3634. Text us, text the word mom to 474747. Download that phone app. You can listen to the podcast. You can run calculators. You can apply for your loan. You can subscribe to the podcast. You guys can do so much with that phone app, really. You guys should be clicking on that link when you get that text message back. So save that to your home screen. Use my phone app. Enjoy it. I hope that it helps you out quite a bit. And reach out to us. Send us emails. We love it. In the phone app, you'll see email Heidi, email Debbie, email Alex, email Ed. You can email all of us with any questions that you have, no matter who it is that you'd like to talk to or listen to. You want to know who we are? Check out our bios. Go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can click on Meet the Team and you'll see pictures of all of us and you'll understand our stories and, you know, reach out to the person that you feel comfortable with that seems to spark your interest. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Call us. We are here to help in any way that we can. And let's get you guys into a home. Talk to you real soon.